The engagingly fascinating musical Finding Neverland tells a magical story of author J.M. Barrie's development of his fictional icon Peter Pan and the struggles that went into the creation of the other kids. It shows how Barrie met and wooed the beguiling Sylvia Davis, as well as the challenges presented by her sternly unbending matriarch, Mrs. DeMore. When I saw the show in New York, it was a weekly produced dud at the end of an unusually long Broadway run with a cast of weak replacement performers. It looked and played like a floundering waste of time designed for adults looking for an appropriate kids show. But at ASU Gamage this week, the Brighton Tour has a strong cast and the elaborate period production looks fresh and eye-filling, as are the succession of lush period costumes. The musical isn't memorable, but the score is pleasant. Diane Paulus's original drab and dull staging when I saw it in New York seems sharper. The only major problem with the Finding Neverland production is the tour's sound was not well coordinated with ASU Gamage's system, and from the 20th row, I had trouble hearing specific dialogue because what came from the stage was a garbled mess of discordant sounds. Thank goodness I had seen the show, knew much of the dialogue, and therefore could easily follow the story. The cast contains lots of engaging kids who are fun to watch. The fine cast features Billy Harrigan Teague's believable J.M. Barrie, Crystal Kellogg's appealing Mary, Christine Dwyer's charming Sylvia, and Karen Murphy's gruff Mrs. DeMore. Starring as both producer Charles Frohman and Captain James Hook, Tom Hewitt commands the show with distinction. Sammy, an adorable dog, steals every scene he walks through. Of the children, Ben Krieger was a dominant Peter. Finding Neverland is more enjoyable and better produced than on Broadway, but it earns 3 stars out of 5 because it isn't a great musical. It continues through Sunday. A few benefits come a theater critic's way. The ladies' restrooms, long a serious ASU Gamage problem, have been redone in impressive new towers on each side of the theater with elevators that fit perfectly with Frank Lloyd Wright's original design. The renovations reflect a refreshed facility that is now a proud local theater and an appropriate place for Broadway tours to stop. For KBOC, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.